You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Matt Gillum in for Gemma Gaudette. Following the proud traditions of Notre Dame football, Kentucky basketball, and UCLA track is Boise State's fielding of a competitive team as part of the National Association of Collegiate Esports. The team competes against other schools playing video games including Overwatch, League of Legends, and Rocket League. Players compete at the new Esports Arena in downtown Boise. This is essentially the NCAA version of professional video gaming, which is a billion-dollar sport with top pro gamers earning more than $1 million a year and training up to 16 hours a day. Joining us to talk about Bronco Esports is the program's director and the team's head coach, Dr. Chris Haskell, and Rob Farisee, a student competitor. Welcome.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
That's pretty awesome.
Good to have you here. So let's start at the beginning. Esports are getting noticed now, but when did competitive video gaming sort of leave the arcade and become what many consider a sport?
Well, the arcade is where I'm from, so if anybody wants to take me on in Little Miss Pac-Man, I will school you. But I think Rob really kind of has an origin story here where he stretched from just being a pretty dang good amateur player to kind of turning around and saying to his family, oh my gosh, I think I want to do this professionally. You want to talk a little about that?
Yeah, it really started back when I was in high school, junior year. I was speaking to my dad about like what I was doing and what my interests were. And I like mentioned video games to him, and he got really confused, a little bit like pent up and like trying to figure out what that meant to him. And what really helped like break that barrier was we actually went to an event down in Vegas. It was the Spring Split 2016 Finals for League of Legends, and like just being there in person really like set the stage for him. There were like a few thousand people in the stands, and then online there were like another 150,000 people viewing. So I think that situation really set up like where I am now.
Well, it opened his eyes and your family's eyes, like it opens a lot of people's eyes. I think once people see a live event, once they see two teams competing against each other on a stage and hear the crowd going crazy, then they get it, which is one of the benefits of having an arena here in Boise. People go, what is this, Boise State Esports? I don't understand. And then they come and see it and they go, oh, I get it.
So video games have hit the big leagues. How did Boise State get on the bandwagon with esports? When did the program start here, and how have you seen it grown?
Well, so I'm a professor in the College of Education, and I've been researching topics to speak on. I get to keynote a lot. Boise State's a great platform for big ideas, blue turf thinking. And I was researching gaming clubs and esports, and I was getting ready to do one of those things. I started interviewing people, filling notebooks, and I think I had that moment, like a scientist in every disaster movie, that, oh my gosh, this thing is about to hit us, and it's big. I took that to the president of the university and the provost and said, this is going to be big. We've got an opportunity to be the Alabama of esports. And they loved that message, and then I found myself on a rocket with Bruce Willis.
So what is recruiting like for the program? What are you looking for competitors? How are you recruited, Rob?
So I actually reached out. There were some tryouts done in the summer that I wasn't aware of. And that was just like kind of like the club connection with what the esports program was becoming. So like if you weren't part of the club, you didn't know that initially. But now there's like more outreach directly from the official esports side. Right now we're looking at a player coming to BSU who's like really good at the game, top 200. And for me, it was, I was like a top 2000 player. It was more me reaching out to the school at the time, and Boise native, so it just worked out that way.
Yeah, the very beginning is all grassroots. We wanted to see who we had, and we were unbelievably blessed to have Robert Local here. He's a fantastic player, and really what you would expect in a collegiate scene. But the recruiting trail is oddly kind of like you would expect to see in other sports. I've had the living room conversation with the student player and the bewildered parents, shaking their head, going, "Wait, what's happening here?" We're continuing to recruit the highest level of player around the country.
Are you going to these events like Rob went to in Las Vegas around the country to sort of look at these players for yourself in person?
I'll watch the players play. Their ability in the game is only one part of it. It's so important that they also potentially be a great student and a great Bronco. and great communication in that process. So we're looking for a very specific kind of player because just, you know, individual ability is not enough. They have to want to be here and they have to want to play well with other people.
Now, are there esports scholarships here at Boise State or at other institutions around the country?
There are. 115 of the 200-plus varsity programs around the nation offer scholarships. We also offer scholarships here, but because it's on the academic side, it's not a blanket amount. And also because it's academic, we don't necessarily speak to individual scholarships given to individuals, but we can say that it's been as much as, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 per student per semester for those who have earned those scholarships.
We're speaking with Dr. Chris Haskell, director of Boise State's esports program and head coach of the Bronco esports team. Also joining us, Rob Farisee, a student competitor. We enjoy hearing from you, so you can always reach out to us at Twitter. Find us at KBSX915 or at our Facebook page at Boise State Public Radio. So describe to me the makeup of the team. Like, Rob, who are your teammates? What sort of majors are they? What do you guys do for fun?
I mean, it's a little bit different than a traditional sport because outside of the game, you're spending a lot of time developing, like, your own ranking in the nation.
It's kind of like lifting weights, if you think about it that way.
Yeah, but it's a bit of a mental battle. So, like, there's more hours spent a day playing video games than you could be working out, like, physical exhaustion-wise. But, I mean, it's really important for us to get together and, like, go out for places to eat. We like to eat on campus a lot. Panda Express.
Oh, yeah. But you've got folks who are business management majors. You've got computer science. What's your degree?
Computer science. Still doing gen ed and prerequisite stuff right now, but there's actually quite a few computer science majors in the program.
Men and women on the team?
Yes. It attracts those who are also attracted to STEM degrees. You know, so that's been a real push across the nation with all of the programs that are spinning up, is that it often attracts and connects directly with people who are already interested in STEM majors.
Well, I mean, once you've built your team, what sort of games are you guys playing during competitions? First-person shooters, fighter games, racing games? What are we talking about here?
We play four varsity games right now, and they are League of Legends, Overwatch, which many people know, Hearthstone, which is a card game, strategic card game, and Rocket League, which is cars playing soccer. All of the games that we currently play are T-rated. They have fantasy violence, not real violence. Because if I get one conversation about esports, it can't be about gun violence.
I'm trying to, like, keep my smile because you said Rocket League and you said it's cars playing soccer with a completely straight face.
Absolutely. Cars playing soccer. These games are some of the most popular in the world right now, certainly the most popular esports. We're looking at other games as they continue to develop, but we kind of stick to those.
Well, tell us a little bit about how esports are growing both nationally and globally. This is something that is on the rise.
Yes, it is. I mean, the Mountain West just held its second Mountain West Conference Championships in esports, which was held at the same location and at the same time as the basketball tournament. So the Mountain West has embraced it. We're starting to see it come along everywhere in the collegiate scene, and it's growing really, really fast. That prediction early that that this was kind of the gold rush era, that Boise State could quickly become the Alabama of esports, is actually coming to fruition.
Well, we're talking about, like, at the college level, but is there prospects for the team after graduation? I mean, can people on this team continue to play competitively as pro gamers?
Yes, and as pro gaming coaches, right, or broadcasters, since broadcasting is a huge part of what we do, there are probably a dozen potential careers that swing off of their involvement currently in our esports. Rob will continue to develop, and I think his desire would be to play professionally as long as he could, but I think that there are other careers available to him that would open in the same way that it does in athletics.
Dr. Chris Haskell is the director of Boise State's esports program and head coach of the Bronco esports team, and Rob Farisee is a student competitor on the team. I'd like to thank you both for coming in today.